they can take the toughest bronco in the wild and woolly west. I can ride him, I can break him, let him do his level best. I can handle any cattle ever wore a coat of hair, and I've had a lively tussle with the tarnal grizzly bear. I can rope and throw a longhorn of the wildest Texas brand. In the Indian disagreements I can play a leading hand. But at last I found my master, and he surely made me squeal when the boys got me a saddle of that golden wheel. It happened on the Eagle Ranch along the old Brazos, when I first found that contrivance that laid me in the dust. A tenderfooted brought it, he was sailing all the way from the sunrise end of freedom down to San Francisco Bay. He had traveled many hours and was tired of pedaling, and we thought that it was easy if a dude could ride the thing. He died up at the ranch house for to get an extra meal, never thinking we would monkey with his golden wheel. Arizona Jim begun it when he said to Jack McGill, that fellas set your limit, boasting about their riding skill. And he ventured the assertion this same feller that he meant was quite a handy cutter for his riding broncos went. He ventured I was handy with the lasso and the spur. I had given many an elbow what he wasn't looking for. But I'd find that I was bucking against a different kind of deal if I threw my leather leg and drowned that golden wheel. Such a slam against my talent made me hotter than a mink, and I swore that I would ride it for amusement or for kink. It was nothing but a plaything for kids in such a bout, and they'd have their idea shattered if they'd lead the critter out. They held it while I mounted and gave the word to go. The shove they gave to start me was an unreasonably slow. And I never spilled a cuss word and I never spilled a squeal. I was building a reputation on that golden wheel. Holy Moses and the prophets, how we split the Texas air, and the wind it made with crackers of my same old candy hair. But I never made an extra, and I never spilled a squeal. That was enough to keep me busy on that golden wheel. Oh, how the punchers hollered, stay with her, Uncle Bill. Stick your spurs in her, you sucker, turn her muzzle up the hill. But I never made an answer, I just let the cusses squeal. There was enough to keep me busy on that golden wheel. The grade was mighty sloping from the ranch down to the creek, where I went a gallop looting like a crazy lightning streak. Went a darting and a diving, first this way and that, with the darn contrivance wobbling like the flying of a bat. I pulled up on the handles, but I couldn't check it up, and I yelled and hooped and hollered, but the darn thing wouldn't stop. And then the sort of meeching in my brain began to steal, that the devil had a mortgage on that golden wheel. I've a sort of dim and hazy remembrance of the stop, with the world a-going round me and the stars all tangled up. And then there came an admission that lasted till I found I was lying in the ranch house with the boys all gathered round. The doctor was a-sewing up the skin where it was ripped, and old Arizona whispered, well, old boy, I guess you're whipped. I told him I was busted from sombrero down to heel. He grinned and said, you ought to see that golden wheel.